You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, for the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wearing. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
We're gonna need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it.
Empty the register now.
Oh my gosh, please don't hurt me.
Are you deaf girl? The cash now.
Okay.
I ain't messing around. This is a gun in here. It ain't my hand, in case you were wondering. Hey, what's wrong with your mouth?
I got my jaw wired shut so quick.
What? You don't really look like you need to.
Thanks, I guess.
Hey, pipe it. I ain't here to make friends. I know what you're doing. I know the way the female. The way they seduce you, try to be friends with you, and all of a sudden you're sitting there with the Valentines that they don't want. Give me the cash.
Okay, here.
That's it? Is this some kind of joke?
Please don't hurt me, because it's not a lot.
Would you shut up? I was counting, and now I lost count. It's like $97. That's all you got?
Videos only cost a dollar, and we don't get much business since Megaflix came to town.
I didn't ask about your store's financial problems, all right? Is there a safe somewhere or something?
Safe?
Yeah, a safe, you know, like where they keep money and pearls and things.
What safe?
Oh, I can't do this. I'm taking this, though, sucker.
Shut up!
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under logs, but ooh, I love fun.
Rock-a-doo.
I don't like dance with crazy Ted. He's always jumping on my head, but ooh, I love fun.
Funky, this is my corn dog.
Must put those boys in the ship.
Take them off the fucking grid.
Let's go and make the greatest war movie ever.
Me a pasty tea bag.
it's Friday. Hey, everyone, it's Friday. Doing my seal.
Oh, that was a peanut gallery of seals.
Yes, it's episode 135 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We have the birthday boy here, Steven, hey. The pop culture zealot. Hey.
Does he really want that brought up again?
Yeah, we Steven
searching for my retirement home last
time. You know,
you do qualify for those now.
Mick said in the forum.
We played the birthday song for you last week, Steven, when you weren't here. So, let's go ahead and do it again, okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Come on, it's a week late, but it's okay, right?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, thanks, Simon.
Wait, where's the Whoopi Goldberg birthday song? That's what we need.
God.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
What? Well, love me some Whoopi.
Yeah, now Whoopi wants to know this, Steven.
Freaking cackle.
How is your love life?
Good Lord, man.
Do you have a boyfriend?
What is she talking about, Whoopi?
I'm shocked that she's
I'm waiting for Whoopi to be available again.
Now, Bill, you're not supposed to talk until I introduce you. So,
sorry.
Hey, we also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hi. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, Bill. How's it going?
It's going.
Steven had a birthday.
Got older.
She did.
Now, Steven, did your mom indeed, were there over-the-hill gags?
Yes.
Like, what made you roll your eyes the most? Which gag? Or was there any?
Well, it's not that it makes you roll your eyes. It's all the same stuff. You know what I'm saying?
What about the cane? Did they have the
I didn't get the cane. I had the inflatable walker.
The inflatable? How does that work?
I thought that you were going to say an inflatable love doll. That would have been better.
What I always thought was weird.
It's a little walker that has, you know, the over-the-hill sayings all over it. Has a little horn on it. Beep, beep, get out of my way. You know?
They have the mugs, the over-the-hill mugs.
No, I had a shirt on. It was, you know, 40. How the hell did I get, you know, how to blink did I get this old, you know?
Wow. Does it feel...
At what point will people realize that's not funny?
Yeah, over the hill.
Like, seriously, wake up.
What about a young at heart 40, party? How's 40's, that?
40's the new 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 40's, it's not even old anymore. It's normal.
Even though it does seem like a record number of people have died in their 60s this year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not that
a lot of
anything.
People dying very young.
Bernie Mac, too.
Yeah.
He was even younger.
He was 50, yeah.
That's pretty sad. I mean, seriously, what do you think? What are you shooting for, 80s?
I got another good 20 years, and that's it.
That's right. Yeah. You're out.
I'm out.
That's kind of what I'm... Yeah, I agree with Steven. Once I hit 60, you know, that's...
I figure, you know, I say 60s, but, you know, it's like once the mental capacity's gone, then, you know...
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Yeah, just, I don't, yeah.
When you're
yeah,
like Jerry on Big Brother, you want out?
Yes.
Oh, God, I would never want to live that long.
Hey, you guys.
If I was that annoying and that old, yes.
You know, if my voice was like that, couldn't do, hey, everybody, we're doing the show. Where's it going? Now, was he in Korea?
Korea, Vietnam, same thing.
That's
basically, I mean, honestly.
That's horribly racist.
No, I'm saying that, you know, it's basically the same fight, you know, both involving, you know, communism and everything.
I guess
not the Asians.
You know, MacArthur, he wanted to keep going, but they made him pull back. He could
In fact, the same thing went with Patton. You know, after World War II, he wanted to hit Russia while they were still weak.
Right.
The world would be completely different if those two guys had their way.
And the same thing, like General Grievous, probably could have ended a lot sooner in Star
Wars. Oh yeah,
Wars. But
if he would have hit Coruscant whenever he wanted to.
Yeah, the Emperor didn't want him to. He wanted him to go back to that one planet and just hide out there for no reason.
Yeah.
Hey, how come in the Clone Wars cartoon General Grievous is a badass, but then he's not in the movie?
Well, because
two different people.
Why is it that Darth Maul you know, kind of weak in episode one, and it's just, it's a Lucas. It's what he does. He makes cool characters and then underutilizes
them. Hey, you know
them.
What would have been cool? Instead of the Clone Wars, what if they went pre-Phantom Menace and had a Darth Maul movie, animated movie? Wouldn't that have been cool?
That would have been really cool. I'd like to see the, like the old
Sith.
Stuff, like the Darth Bane stuff, like the first Sith.
That's the guy who broke Superman's back. Or, no, he broke Batman's back. No, wait.
Batman's back.
Yeah, that's it. Darth Bane. But, the Knights of the Old Republic, is that what you're talking about?
Yes and no. I think that the early Sith stuff took place very early, way before that stuff.
Hey, let me ask you this. I don't know anything about the Knights of Old Republic stuff, but did the Jedi sit in a circle and not do anything back then, too?
No. Actually, I don't believe they did. I believe they took... participated in things
they
instead
played,
of sat around and talked about them in committee.
They played board games and stuff, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know what?
They are huge, huge fans of the Game of Life.
You know what's funny, Steven, is Bill pointed this out. He said, whenever Steven's on the show, it's just you and me, we just end up ragging on Star Wars for the whole episode. I was like, my God, you're right.
That's what I was reading in the forum.
Seriously, we could just keep talking about it if we wanted to.
Oh my God, we could make a 4-hour show of us talking about episode 1 to episode 6.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to disagree with us, though. Come on.
Nobody will, because we're right.
Because we're right. Hey, let's talk about Star Wars The Force Unleashed. That's what the game's called, right?
Yes.
It's coming out multi-platform, and the demo came out this week on the Xbox 360. It's basically a game where you're the apprentice of Darth Vader. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, it's retcon. It's retroactive continuity, but I kind of dig it. I like getting a taste of the story, plus they gave him the name Starkiller, which is kind of a tip of the hat to the original screenplay of Star Wars.
But what time period does this take place in the whole scheme of things?
This takes place, I believe, just after, Vader, a couple months after Vader's, been around.
Oh, so this is pre-Star Wars
New Hope? Yeah, this is pre-Star Wars New Hope, because I believe... that the storyline is that this Star Killer has a part in creating the Rebel Alliance.
Oh,
so it that's where it begins.
Spoiler alert! What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, it's right there on the. It's on the thing. So I'm sorry, but it's right there.
Yeah. What's cool about this is you start out and you're just whatever the demo is, Steven. You go to a TIE fighter factory and pretty much it says kill everybody here. What the level is. And you have these cool, you have force powers like force push, force lightning, you have a red lightsaber.
Force dash. Where you kind of like blur whenever you run, awesome.
And also what's cool is you can pick up you pick up a lot of shit in the game and throw it around. You can pick up guys like stormtroopers who are like, oh, and you can throw them.
No, I love the physics engines to it. They've got multiple physics engines layered on top of one another. So you can pick up one, and then they're kind of ragdolling around. But then if you get them near another trooper, they'll grab onto them.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it almost looks like they'll try to grab onto something if you float them near it or something.
Oh, yeah, they will. It's incredibly smart game engine. I love what they did with it.
But I was having fun just throwing guys into each other and all this kind of stuff. And I mean,
that is fun. There's a slight level of overpowerness to it. I'm sure that'll change.
Yeah, you level up as you kill things.
You gain power of your force power.
The
whatever.
Stuff that whenever you kill someone, these little things fly into you, like little power ups. That kind of reminded me of Crackdown a little bit, Bill.
It did. It totally did. That was total Crackdown.
And he goes,
which is funny because Crackdown actually was the first game I believe to use that Havoc engine that they're using for Force Unleashed.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Yeah.
Because when you play Crackdown is a game kind of like Grand Theft Auto, only you're a super powered cop and you level up where you're super strong. You can pick up vehicles. You can jump real high. And it's almost like, man, this is the way a Jedi should be in a game. And it's kind of like that's what they're doing in this. Mm-hmm. And the more powerful you get, like there's this cool force push where you're like, you know.
Yeah, you blow the doors open to some parts where you, it's just so cool.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's totally like, man, this game's awesome, man. I can't wait to.
Geeking out.
That's perfect. That is because I'm playing it and that's happening. But
and at the same
I had some issues. I don't really like the control scheme's a little, you know, I can get used to it, but. The targeting, I'm not a real big fan of.
Yeah, I think you'll get used to it. Yeah, I had to back up a little bit to retarget something.
But... Yeah, and it's, you know, they don't make it easy, that's for sure, with the last little bit of the demo, you have to take out a scout walker, which just happens to be in a TIE fighter factory for some reason.
They have it on an elevator. In case they have trouble, they lift it up, like, right there.
So it comes up, and then you have to take it out. And what I did was I just started throwing crates at it from a distance, because if you get close, it'll just start pelting you with laser blasts. So I just started pelting it with crates, and then I moved in, and then it started that... God of War type thing where you have to hit a button at a certain point.
Right. I was kind of at first. I was like, "No, what's going on? I got to hit X. What?"
Yeah, and... I'm not a real big fan of that. They call it like a cinematic action or something. Yeah,
it kind of
where you move
of...
in and then you have to hit buttons at certain times in certain ways to execute a move.
There was this game called Shenmue on Dreamcast that did that all of a sudden.
Yes.
And the whole game wasn't like that. It just happened sometimes. You're like, now what? And it's like, you gotta like, what? I got to hit a button.
And it would come out of nowhere. So you'd be like, oh, wait, shit.
Yeah, Shenmue did it really bad. Like, you're walking along, and all of a sudden a kid's crossing the street after a soccer ball, and a car's coming, and it goes, beep, 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 beep. Like, all of a sudden you're going to save this little kid.
Shenmue was quite possibly one of the most annoying games ever.
I just
walk up to people and say your name and then ask if you've seen some Hong Kong guy.
I'm looking for Lan D. Lan D, never heard of him. Okay, I'll go to this person. I'm looking for Lan D. And the game ends, Shenmue ends... The sequel came out like 6 years later on the Xbox, the old Xbox. So I was like, I don't have the Xbox. I'll never play this game.
Does it matter? Like, I think it was supposed to be a trilogy.
The coolest thing about it, though, Bill, you could go up to vending machines and collect little trinkets.
Yes, you could. And then you could go into the arcade and play Hang On.
Yeah, you could play in an arcade. You could also, Steven, you could
play
purchase...
a video game within the video game.
You could buy sodas and watch them drink a soda. What is the point of that shit?
Yeah, it's
Come
you know
on.
The game,
they advertise like
going off on a tangent.
I know, but they advertise this intricate martial arts system within the game. But you didn't have to learn it to play the game. You could just do it in your spare time. It's like, why the hell would I want to mess with the martial arts system? You don't need to do it to play the game.
Yeah, it's like three discs.
Hopefully the Star Wars Unleashed isn't like that. But it looks really cool. And the actor who played Crashdown in Battlestar Galactica, do you remember that actor?
No.
Yeah.
He was like in season 2, I believe he dies, spoiler alert, but you'll recognize him if you see him.
Yeah.
In the cinematic cutscene to this, I was like, that looks like an actor, who is that? And I looked up on IMDb, and it's the guy from BSG, he plays the apprentice, and I was like, hey, that's a pretty good gig, man, if you can get it, playing a Sith or something.
Totally, but you never know, I don't think they pay well with video games.
No, what I'm just saying
is kind of a crock because the video game companies make so much money from it.
Yeah, but Bill, he can do the rest of his life at signings at comic book conventions.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure he's excited about that.
He could charge people $10 for an autograph.
Yeah, he gets famous like Adam West, and it's $25 a pop.
Hell yeah, you charge up, baby. No, so anyway, there's also a book coming out for this Force Unleashed, or is it already out?
It's already out. I think it came out this week. I pre-ordered. I wasn't going to buy it because it's only coming out in hardcover first.
What's the title of it?
It's... Hard ass. Star Wars, The Force Unleashed, I think.
Oh, so they didn't really play around with the title at all.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing for the adaptation of The Clone Wars. It's called Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Right. Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Yeah, they thought hard on that one.
Instead of just Clone Wars, you know, or, I don't
Star
know.
Star Wars, The Clone Wars, featuring
I'll tell you what, though, the hardcover of Clone Wars has a really cool, like, Republic Commando helmet on it, and, you know, it's just, it's very simple. It looks so much better than the movie even appears to be.
I want them to bring back Star Crash. That David Hasselhoff movie.
Stop motion animation.
It's like an Italian sci-fi movie. They tried to do their own Star Wars. And you got to see the trailer. Steven, I got to show it to you on YouTube. Picture David Hasselhoff with a lightsaber fighting stop motion robots. Awesome.
With makeup caked on his face.
Yeah, and he looks
like a woman with a perm.
He's got to show a little bit of chest hair, you know, have a medallion there or something, but it's pretty badass. The coolest thing about it,
Solo-esque.
There's a space station, the enemy space station, it's like a fist and it opens up. You see a giant hand spaceship.
You know what it reminded me of was Spaceballs with the
but it was totally serious. Maid. And John Barry did the score to it, so he did
Which
Howard the Duck.
Which is embarrassing, actually.
Star Crash. Well, music's the best thing about the movie. But
what about their laser swords?
Laser sword. Now, would it be totally okay? I definitely want to play the Star Wars game. Would it be nerdy for me to get the book and read it? Like, I gotta see what happens.
No, I pre-ordered I didn't pre-order. I ordered the book this week only because I was so intrigued by the demo. You know, I wanted to read the book, so.
Isn't it?
But you know what?
Sad?
A problem.
You're
I am so backed up book wise. I bought all the Halo books. I need to read those, and I'm going to read them in chronological order, of course, because I'm a geek. And I still have to read the Jump book because I wanted to read the book after I saw the movie.
Jump.
And I have to read the Clone Wars and now The Force Unleashed. So I've got quite a lot of reading to do, and all I'm is playing games.
Yeah, what can you do, man?
I tell you what, though. I did buy that platformer off of Xbox Live this week called Braid, and it is really, really good.
You also said the Bionic Commando game on there is really good, too.
Oh, it's awesome because it's so amazing to compare. It's just this flashback of nostalgia when you play it, but it's so well updated. It's amazing.
Sweet. Okay, well, we've got a voicemail here. Let's check it out. It's from Izzy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and wish Steven a happy belated 40th birthday.
Thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that I'm thrilled that you guys are talking about The Middleman. I watched it the same way. I watched about 6-7 episodes in a row. That's just a really good show. Other thing I wanted to ask you is how come you guys don't talk about Mad Men, which is probably like one of the best shows maybe like ever. It's just really, really good. That's it. Keep up the good work, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.
I'm going to have to catch up on that on DVD or something. I've heard it.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it. I put the first season Blu-rays on my Netflix queue.
Oh, I didn't
know
it was
out there.
So I'll
get to it next. Yeah, it just came out like last week or the week before.
It's on A&E. It's like it's about admin, right?
Oh, admin.
Yeah, in the 60s or something.
But it's called Mad Men, but they're admin, basically, to confuse everyone. I'm sure a lot of people have said great things about it, and I will watch it. And I got to say, the snob in me is, oh, it's not in HD, huh? No, but it actually is in HD. DirecTV just doesn't carry it right now. Yeah. Which blows. But since it's on Blu-ray, Bill, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, I completely forgot I season passed when you told me about The Middleman. Mm-hmm. I was like going...
Middleman!
I was flipping through my menu button on there, and I was like, I got like 6 episodes on here
nice.
And I haven't watched.
Sweet, watch them.
So,
yeah, Middleman is great just to watch the shows like all in a row.
Yeah, it's this week's episode, I swear it gets better every week.
This week was particularly funny.
Last week was when they Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, was that last week?
Was it Kevin Sorbo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was the old middleman.
Yeah.
This week it had vampire puppets. But we'll talk about that later, but yeah, it's an awesome show. Let's go ahead and move on to entertainment, guys. Let's get into it.
Spunky? This is my corn dog.
Okay, before we get into Tropic Thunder, I gotta tell
you, I love shirts.
I watched this movie this week on Showtime called The Sasquatch Gang. And I'd read about it like a year ago or something and kind of forgot all about it. And I was like, oh shit, that's on Showtime. I gotta watch this. I always wanted to watch it. And it's, you know, it's produced by one of the guys who did Napoleon Dynamite. I love how on posters it says, from the makers of Napoleon Dynamite. But I think it's one guy produced it as a producer. But still, that's okay. But in the vein of Napoleon Dynamite, I think if you like Napoleon Dynamite, you'll like the Sasquatch Gang. If you hated Napoleon Dynamite, you might hate the Sasquatch Gang. I don't know. But
Sasquatch.
I love this movie. The movie's completely ridiculous and silly.
Oh, it's so stupid, but it's hilarious.
And, like, there's a guy named Shirts right here. All he wears is cut-off shorts. He's always carrying around a fountain Coke, like a fountain drink. It's never out of his hand in the whole movie. I don't think he ever sits it down. And he kind of acts like a baby. He kind of walks, and he's acts like he's done too many drugs, and this is the result.
Far too many.
And there's a part where he's microwaving a corn dog, and this little dog, Spunky's looking up at him like, oh, and he's like,
no, Spunky, this is my corn dog.
And if you listen real close to that clip, you can hear the dog. He's like, oh.
And of course,
and it's like this brown rat terrier.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest looking dog.
And of course he relents. Okay. And he gives him a
bite. He takes it out. He puts it down on its side. He lets the dog eat the top off of it. And then he goes on to eat it.
What are you talking about?
But there's also Justin Long plays Zerk. Kind of the clueless kind of metalhead stoner. I don't know if he's
with the mullet that just makes Billy Mitchell's look like nothing.
He's like, yeah, he's this guy. He's always talking about nerds, damn nerds. And of course, it's about a group of kids who. It's just about being a kid, and it's totally innocent. A whole family can watch this show. There's nothing really offensive about it. They talk about
think it's PG.
They talk about. Turds or whatever, and
there's a point at the beginning where the kid's friends come to meet him, and he comes running downstairs, and the mom's like, "Well, you know what? I hope you need to be careful because I put a little Pyrolax in your drink this morning." He's like, "Oh, mom!" And as they're leaving, the one kid asks this big kid named Hobie what Pyrolax is, and Hobie goes, "It gives you squirty dumplings."
Yeah.
And I lost it.
And they love to fight with like foam swords and stuff.
They're LARPers.
Foam spears. And they have to play their like medieval time music on their boom box as they, I request a duel with you. So it's like, I accept.
I think the best character in it, though, is Hobie, because every town has that guy.
He's too old to be playing with the kids.
Yeah, he's too old playing with the kids. He's like, he's in his 30s, it looks like. Maybe early 40s.
God,
he's playing
he's not that old.
10, 15-year-old kids, and he acts just like them.
There's a part where he goes over the kids younger. He's probably 15. He wants to watch The Crow at his house because...
Yeah, and he's wearing all black.
Yeah, he's like dressed
black,
up as
black
Crow.
Trench coat, black pants, black shirt.
He said my grandmother, she didn't let me watch these violent movies. So he's like, dude, how old are you? And he's going to the 15-year-olds to watch The Crow at his house. I love it. But the movie's just ridiculously silly, and I just love all the characters and stuff.
Yeah, it's very innocent. It's very funny. It's great for kids. I think kids would love it.
It's got a scene where they go to play laser tag, and I played laser tag a bit. It was a game called Photon. It was like a knockoff of laser tag.
There was the laser tag, and then there was Photon. But Photon was cooler because it had a helmet.
Yeah, and also you had this really heavy belt you wore. It's like pull your pants down.
Battery pack belt.
But this movie also has bullies in it. This guy Shane or whatever. Oh, he's just like such a douche.
Yeah, and he's so desperate. It's so funny. Like he thinks he wants to be so bad, but he's not bad. And he tries to get a girl to kiss him, and he's like almost raping her.
He's like, come here. Ooh.
He's like, come on, I'll give you a dollar. What in the hell?
I just love it. The movie's great. So check out the Sasquatch Gang. And
yeah, it's also on Starz.
I got to tell you,
my TiVo picked it up on Starz Kids HD and not
really?
Showtime HD.
I got to tell you, I've watched it about four times this week. So
yeah, I've watched it two or three times.
So it's awesome.
What are you talking about?
So Tropic Thunder, sure. Steven, you haven't seen it yet, right?
No.
Okay. We need to go see it because it is fantastic. It's Ben Stiller.
It really is.
Ben Stiller's return back to Ben Stiller Show kind of humor, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing the goofy character.
He's kind of playing the, what would you call it, maybe...
But, I mean, he's not overdoing
it. He's playing a Tom Cruise-like character.
Yeah, or like Steven Seagal, a guy who's washed up now, who made successful action movies in a way.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's being that guy who... well, I wouldn't say Tom Cruise ever... Tom Cruise kind of... Did he ever stall his career in a way?
What's he in now?
No, I'm talking about... I would almost think that this guy is more like...
somebody
like
who
Arnold
actually had... Who had...
Like Last Action Hero Arnold?
Or like Jean-Claude Van Damme. They had a string
totally.
Of successful action movies and then just dropped off.
And then they had a string... They got a string of direct-to-video.
Yeah, he tried to win an Oscar by doing a movie called Simple Jack about a retarded guy. There's a great bit.
Kind of like Stallone and Copland.
Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr. is excellent in this movie.
The guy is amazing. I've always known him to be a great actor, but now that he's got his shit together, he is just knocking stuff out of the park left and right.
What is that bit he says in that song in the opening of the show that we played? Something about being a something farmer?
Lead farmer! That's when he has that big machine gun.
I loved his character of Sarge so much. When he slips out of the Sarge character, I didn't like it. I missed the
I
Sarge.
Know. I was disappointed at that, sort of. Like, whenever he has his epiphany and takes his contacts out.
He takes himself way too seriously as an actor.
Yeah.
Loses himself and... Just the whole movie is completely ridiculous, stupid, but that's what we want, and it's so funny.
Nick Nolte, Danny McBride were terrific together. And Tom Cruise, he was terrific.
Tom Cruise is excellent in the movie. He's hilarious. Matthew McConaughey, he's good in the movie. Everybody is.
Yeah, I would have never... Oh, Matthew McConaughey cracked me up. That scene where he throws the TiVo up, and then it's that down shot on him, and he's like giggling, running off into the jungle.
What the hell was that?
What the hell is that? It just made me laugh out loud.
But, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I think if you love these kind of movies, hell, that night, I came home from watching Tropic Thunder, laughing my ass off, and Sasquatch Gang, I started watching it right then. It was like, perfect double feature.
Oh yeah.
Tropic Thunder has the F-bomb so much in the movie, and then you go to like Sasquatch Gang, it doesn't have a single bad word in it. But
never have I heard Tom Cruise use so much profanity in a single movie.
I loved it. It was brilliant. It was good stuff. I want to see Tom Cruise Oscar nod for Tropic Thunder.
That would be terrific.
He plays like the studio head in it.
Les Grossman.
Yeah. Oh man.
So, and Bill Hader plays his little flunky.
Yeah, Nutless Monkey could do his job.
The Nutless Monkey, yeah.
Steven, we'll talk about it more after you see it.
We can't recommend it enough. Truly, truly funny movie.
And, you know, I've read some things like it's uneven or whatever. And there might be some scenes where you're not laughing, but I think that's okay. Because
it's still entertaining.
Yeah, when the laughter comes up, it's more than enough. There's two really good laughs in here that I had tears in my eyes. And you know that's good when you're watching a comedy to laugh like that. So I definitely recommend that. And so is anybody going to see Death Race this week? By
Paul W.S. Anderson's origin story of Death Race.
By Paul Thomas Anderson. He did a great job on There Will Be Blood. No, so
W.S. W.S.
Huh? Do what?
It's W.S. Anderson.
Oh, he changed his middle name from Thomas?
No, this is a different director.
Different?
Oh. Yeah. Did he do Boogie Nights?
No, he did Soldier.
Oh, Soldier with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, and Magnolia?
No, Resident Evil.
Oh, so he does shitty movies. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't direct the Alien vs. Predator movie, did he?
I think he might have.
Oh, no, this is the... I was all excited to go see this.
You thought it was the guy that directed Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, he's...
Spunky? This is my guy.
Oh, so...
Yeah, Spunky thought it was that guy, too.
What
yeah,
the hell is Joan Allen doing in this movie?
it's called a paycheck.
On the commercial, she says, "I invented Death Race." And I'm like, wait, hold on there. Joan Allen invented Death Race?
Yeah.
Okay, you lost me there. Suspension of disbelief. Sorry. There's no way Joan Allen invented Death Race.
She loves seeing people die.
I don't
get, that's not that
Joan
shocking.
Allen invented Death Race? She's like,
totally.
I want to see criminals fight each other in souped up cars with Gatling guns. Yeah. Okay.
You know what's funny about Joan Allen is... Talk about totally miscast. She is a woman that can never appear menacing or sexual. You know, so it's like...
Oh, she's hot.
What? She's like 40 years old and she looks...
Hey! Steven, 40, hey.
Yeah,
be sexy,
saying,
Bill.
She's 40 and she looks 60.
Oh, okay.
Steven's 40 and he looks 20.
Come on. She's been in movies where she looks hot. Come on.
Hey, she has?
Hey, yeah, she was blind in Manhunter. She was hot. Remember that? Not pretty hot. Woohoo! Sexy!
He just has always looked old.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got. So anyway, Death Race. Go see that because Joan Allen invented Death Race. Boom! Yeah. Let's check out what's on our TiVo. I got nothing at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, not supposed to agree. That is right. What's on our TiVo?
What are you talking about?
TiVo.
TiVo we're talking
Good old Schertz. I love when
Schertz needs to get his shit together.
When they show Schertz, his family, nobody in his family wears a shirt. Like his dad is walking around, he's got this big old gut.
Fire in the hole.
So, what are you having for dinner tonight? Hot dogs and Cheetos. Oh, damn. That sounds good. And he's like, "Where are you going, man?" "I gotta go home. It's nugget night." He's like, "Oh man, that sounds good.
Can I have some nuggets?"
No. He's just says, "No."
"You're not." "My mom says you're not allowed to eat our food anymore."
Okay, Bill. That Wendy Williams show. Remember that chick? She couldn't say Shia LaBeouf's name right.
Yeah, she's the radio chick that now has a TV show.
That's what I'm, you know, like, how do you start out in radio, be horrible, and then get a horrible TV show? I want to know how you do that.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
So what is this, Bill? This chick in the audience, Wendy Williams talks about the news, the latest in the news.
Yeah.
You can go up to the mic and ask Wendy a question or give your input on whatever news story. You know,
sure.
Which is very great. I don't understand.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So this chick has something to say about Owen Wilson. Has he apparently gone back to dating Kate Hudson or something?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. That girl, I think she has magical vagina because it's like guys leave her and then come back.
Yeah, there's something. She's a hot little minx, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's something there.
So let's see what this lady has to say about Owen Wilson and Kate Hudson.
Want to digress on the subject of Owen and Kate. Owen, run. Please do not go back to Kate, and that is like she's trying to kill you. I think Kate Hudson is trying to kill him, and that man needs to move on to somebody else, maybe with some breasts and like.
Oh.
Only my opinion.
That's
she
cold.
Can come after me. It's not you.
Wow. So whatever, Wendy Williams needs like a format or something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she has boobs.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams has huge boobs.
Nice.
Maybe that's what Kate Hudson needs. Huge boobs.
The problem is I don't understand why this black lady cares, you know, about...
Because you know what? She's exactly the audience that every day, the first thing she does when she gets up is she turns on E.
She watches Access
and then visits TMZ. And it's like, this is their life. This
she
is
turns
what
on
they
the
are
Billy Bush
in.
Radio show.
And then buys the Inquirer to read all of it and...
It was the Star. It was kind of like the bastard cousin of the Inquirer.
Yes.
My grandmother always had the Star. She never bought the Enquirer. That's a rag. But
yeah, the Enquirer's a rag.
But
the Star is where the real news is.
Yeah, they would have soap news in there. I think that's what my grandmother.
Yeah, it was like if you couldn't afford
Soap
Digest,
the one that always had the UFO news in it too.
Maybe.
Didn't they have a bunch of
The Weekly World News.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's the Weekly World News.
That was the one with the hilarious
Yeah, like Batboy and shit like that.
My favorite has always been, I know I've mentioned it before, my favorite headline ever, Weekly World News, Aqua Girl Catches Fish with Teeth.
Yes.
Favorite headline ever. Because it wasn't about the fact that there existed an Aqua Girl. It was how she caught food.
It was gossip. It was like, I can't believe she catches them with her teeth.
And it had a picture of a girl out of the water with like a fish in her mouth. It was so awesome.
Nice.
You know, it was a sad day when the Weekly World News stopped its print and went all online.
Now, hey, you guys love the Asian women, right? I mean, Steven,
I like Asian,
hot Asian women.
I'll, you know, if they'll take me.
Yeah, so we all, you know, we dig the Asian women. Well, what's funny that we should bring that up, or I should.
I've
with
dated
my
a few of them, but.
Yeah, hey.
He's a nice guy. Let's you do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. I date him just for the general sows.
Well, the Margaret Cho show is here, guys.
Oh.
What a segue.
Well, I know that women in general love her stuff.
No.
Women love Margaret Cho, her stand-up.
Oh, my
God. You know, I'm not very critical of stand-up comedians. Either they're funny or they're not. Her stand-up, it just annoys the shit out of me how she does this face and does this acting she does. It's too, what would you say, self-conscious, I would something like that.
She's like the female Dat fan.
The guy. Stan lost me.
Dat fan was from one of the funniest
he was
people
like
in
the
America.
First winner of Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing.
He was the guy that would always do the same joke about his parents.
What was he a
it
fan
was
of?
In that horrible Asian voice.
Oh, no, he was an Asian guy, too.
So on the Margaret Cho show, she tries on an outfit, which is basically she's doing a gag on her parents. But really what it is it's body paint. They body painted a dress
on
it.
Oh, gross.
So go ahead and let's check this out.
I think this is the dress she's going to wear to the awards. You ready?
Oh, I see.
What? Oh.
It's a picture of her painted dress.
Is it too tight?
Your parents don't quite get it. They're confused.
I cannot believe this. You for the award?
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm 39. What, are you going to ground me? I'm going to put you in a home. If you try to ground me, I will put
that's
you both
funny.
In a home right now.
She's going to put her parents in a home, Steven.
See, that's so funny.
What are you talking about?
No, well, I certainly not Margaret Cho anymore. Ooh.
Hey, some of her stuff can be funny, but she does this acting, though, where she becomes her mom. She does her mom impressions. I just, no, okay.
Oh, you know where that tool is. Shut up.
Bill.
I can't
what is
stand
the word?
Her. It's like, oh.
You're so angry, Bill.
I'm not angry. I just... Don't
venomous,
like
venomous towards Margaret,
like, Margaret Cho.
No, I'm not. Well, yeah, I guess I am.
She's just a person. She has a soul.
No, I don't care.
Do you care about Bob Saget, though?
Yes.
No.
I care.
What? Bob Saget was roasted this week.
No, just because he was roasted.
Yeah. Who really cares about Bob Saget getting roasted?
Yeah, he was roasted on Comedy Central, and the easiest joke to come up with, wouldn't you think, is the Olsen twins, because he's on Full House.
Yeah.
Every single comedian had an Olsen twin joke.
Now, Cloris Leachman killed.
I'd say a lot of them were pretty funny.
I didn't think she was, you know, I watched it, and... She was the best out of everybody.
I want
to
see
that. You're just sexually attracted to her, Steven. So you're biased.
Hot. Remember
she
her
was
young
so,
Frankenstein?
She was so dirty.
Well, let's check this out.
His entire job consisted of saying, "Take a look at this," which is what he used to say to Mary-Kate Olsen in her dressing room. Full House should have been called Blackjack because she hit on the Olsens when they were 8. He didn't stop till they were 21. Is it true that you used to give Mary-Kate acting lessons? He'd tell her, act like this never happened. She'd be like, you got it, dude.
Oh. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen walk into a bar. They say to the bartender, give us two shirts. The bartender says, how do you make a shirt?
Why are they waking ass?
The Olsen twins say, well, Bob Saget hands you a chocolate milk that he just made, and you wake up 3 hours later lying on your stomach.
Sorry, Gilbert. Too much setup on that joke.
Yeah, wow. That's complicated.
Yeah, very complicated.
I gave you a chocolate milk. And everybody's like, oh. So,
I got to check that out.
I was saying, Norm MacDonald bombed.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible.
As bad as Gilbert Gottfried?
Worse.
Oh, man.
It was like he wrote it while he was sitting there waiting, you know?
Well, I'm sure he did. He's got better things to do than to roast Bob Saget.
He was sitting there, you know, and he had a newspaper up reading it the entire time, you know?
Well, then again, that's brilliant.
That was good.
Because it just shows how worthless roasts are. I'm going to sit here and read a paper. That's brilliant.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
That was a good Bob Saget gag right there, right?
Huh? It was.
All right, do you guys remember New York Goes to Hollywood, that show where she wants to be an actress?
Yes.
Okay.
We're doing filler right now. Well, she got a job in some kind of Asian commercial. I don't even know what this is. But it looks totally.
How do you do that?
Looks totally racist. She's like in a karate gi and she's going to break wood, karate chop wood. But the guy keeps giving her wood that doesn't break, and the director starts beating up the prop guy. And this show's a reality show, so I guess this really happened. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bastard. Come here. I was getting ready to beat this art director's ass.
Why do you keep bringing me the same boards when you
chop? He was making me hurt my hand.
That's so bitch.
Thank you. Thank you.
So she's laughing her ass off as he's beating the guy up.
So finally, the director hits the art director. And I'm so glad he did because it was his fault that that board was too thick.
Who has more talent, her or Wendy Williams?
Neither.
Good lord.
Or Margaret Cho.
That's a trifecta of suck.
Wow. So, what about, hey, let's throw in another one. Brooke Hogan. Does she have any talent?
No.
Who?
Brooke Hogan.
Oh.
Another talent. Well, yeah, they're on her chest. That's her talent.
She's got a good stocky build there.
Yeah, she is. She's built like Gimli.
She could definitely wield a battle axe.
Oh, totally. She could be the next Red Sonja.
But she, you know, she's taller.
Yeah.
She could be Red Sonja's sidekick, Ookla.
Ookla?
I have no idea what's going on in this clip.
Ookla the monk?
What the hell? For some reason, she has a naked guy on her couch sleeping, and he keeps farting. I don't know what the hell.
Who,
going
Brooke
on.
Hogan does?
Yeah, I guess she just lets people.
Is that her? It. That's her gay roommate, right?
I don't know. Let's check it out.
Is he naked?
He's naked. That could be the worst thing I've ever seen.
That's
in my
a prop
life.
Guy doing that sound.
Yeah, that's not a real fart.
It's Leslie Nielsen back behind her with that little hand.
Yeah.
Gilbert, don't get that close.
I like the music though. Some Lalo Schifrin.
It's that adventure music.
Bro. Oh, I think I'm gonna dry heave.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know,
I am just from
after a tough night of homosexual acts.
Bill, we don't know if that's who that was or if he's even gay.
Well, true.
The guy's asleep, so.
Maybe, you know, he's still gay when he's asleep.
But we don't even know if he's gay. He's on her couch. Maybe he slept with her the night before.
Well, maybe.
So, okay. VH1 has a direct ripoff of Project Runway called Glam God.
No, they do?
And one of the hosts, or the host, and one of the judges is Vivica Fox.
Oh, is she ever annoying.
So here, just the show's a ripoff of Project Runway. Let's check it out.
We stuck together through this. We showed respect to our team leader. He had a vision. He has a very specific design style in mind. We gave him a chance to shine as a leader. And we
There's
respected
not enough
his
gay people
decisions.
On the show.
Coxie, I'm feeling like you're getting maybe just a little bit
on
lost
TV
to not
Perry.
Take initiative to tell the team leader.
Talk to them.
Okay. I mean...
oh, excuse me?
Sorry.
Oh,
I just
excuse me?
Oh, I was just kidding. I was just saying, talk to the next group.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm running the ship. Slow your roll, baby girl. Keep reaching for the stars, Coxie. Because today...
What's her name?
You're not ready to sell them.
Coxie.
You're eliminated.
Coxie. I like that name. So basically, you don't cut off Vivica Fox when she's talking. You should do
oh,
better.
God, is she ever a bitch.
So, well, it's just like a direct ripoff.
You know what I hate? I hate that attitude that she puts on. Like, you better not go there, baby girl.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, who are you, exactly?
I'm Vivica Fox.
You're a third-rate actress whose biggest role was her first one in Independence Day. You were in Booty Call. Like... You were on Dancing with the Stars
Bill
and got booted off.
You are such
a
hater this episode, Bill. You
I know,
everyone.
Man. What is with me?
I want to hear some love.
I've drank the haterade.
What about Project Runway? I want to hear some love after this clip.
I have a very special guest here to tell you about your next challenge.
Oh, Lord.
What the
f*** is that?
Oh, my God.
Taylor?
It's Chris March. I can tell by the frickin' laugh. He has disco balls on his and this huge, like, yodeling outfit. It's just over the top.
Mwah. Oh, your boots are so big, I can't even kiss you.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
I would like to welcome our special guest, Chris March, from season 4 of Project Runway.
In case you haven't guessed yet, your next challenge is about designing an outfit. For a drag queen.
Oh, Lord.
That's not a real voice, dude.
No, it's a, you know, it's he's got an impediment because of the penis in his mouth.
Gary!
I thought it was Phyllis Diller at first.
Hey, guys!
Hey, guys!
I think that's what he was going for.
Bill, how much interest has waned from Big Brother for you? Or, are you still watching it?
An immense amount. But you know what? I still watch it. I've stuck with it. There's not a single entertaining person in the entire house.
Not even
yet
Rennie?
I've stuck with it. Yeah, Rennie was entertaining the first week. And you want to know why? I read about it online. They didn't give her her medication. They literally... withheld her antidepressants or her anxiety or whatever medication. So she was kind of crazy and out there. But now that they've given them to her, she's just kind of a, you know, just kind of a fly on the wall. Yeah, we don't get any of that. That was like the first week and that's it. We don't have any more of her Mary St. Joseph or Muttley laughing.
I love that.
St. Joseph!
Yeah, and now it's like there's nobody in there that is entertaining. They're all just like, I'm here for the money.
So, Jerry, here's a scene. Remember when he kept telling Dan that he was a Judas in his house? You're a Judas.
He is. He'll always be a Judas in his house.
Well, now he realizes Dan could quite possibly be the HOH, so he approaches him. He apologizes. He whispers in... It's just the same as a normal talking voice.
Hey, I'd like to talk to you one-on-one.
I don't have anything for you except to deal with you winning the POV. And, you know, last week when I got a POV... I know I took a nasty shot at you.
Getting all the
you kind of walked around the house, went across, toted your Bible. You will always be Judas in my house. You kind of have a street fighter mentality, Dan.
Shut up, you arrogant old fool.
But for that comment, I'm going to take it off the table. It was uncalled for.
No, that didn't mean I knew you. It is real hot.
And this week, if I stay... on my world is going to be to those that have helped me stay. And next week I'll know who they are. And now I'm alone. So I'm kind of counting on your side.
Like, he's such a baby.
What the hell does that mean? I'm going to take it off the table.
I have no
idea. Why not just say, you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. It was a dumb, insensitive thing to say. And I'm sorry. I'm going to take it off the table.
You will always be Judas in my house.
Yeah, how can you do that after you've been sold to someone? I'm taking it back off the table. I never called you that. It's like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, poor old April was evicted, so there will be no more sex in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, man. I think every night that Ollie was balls deep with her.
I think the stat was they had sex 12 times. Before, like, I think somebody had sex once in the house on a previous season or something.
Yeah, there was, I remember
12 times!
It was the X Factor season.
Well, I remember Jen and Ryan had it last season.
Yeah,
in the bathroom.
And they were so nonchalant about it. In fact, one night they did it in the room with Jerry in the room. Jerry was in his bed across the room, and there's April, you know, mounting Ollie and going at it.
Oh, I think I'm gonna dry heave.
Yeah, they had absolutely no scruples. It's like, okay, let's have sex,
but you
in
know,
front of
hey,
the old man.
That's how boring the season's been. Why not?
Yeah.
Like, what about the camera?
And they haven't. Have you noticed that they haven't showed any of it on TV? Not even the slightest hint that there was sexual activity going on in the house.
Yeah, they've just showed them lying together in bed talking.
Yeah.
So nobody would even know. Remember Jen and Ryan? They went to the bathroom and had sex. They had sounds from outside. They did the whole thing. But this thing, no.
But it's like I said at the beginning of this season that it would be censored because the CBS brass were pissed off because they went so trashy last season.
They went so lowbrow, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's like they don't even mention it, even though it's the big thing going on in the house and everybody in the house knows it.
In a way, I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, I wish I didn't know.
But who knows what'll happen? Do you guys remember what happened last week on the two quarries? Wasn't it pretty much the same stuff?
Was pretty much it. The hack psychologist called him in to watch video of the fight.
Right, and then Corey called him up to say, "Look, if you want to, I'm going to be up at the hill. I'll, you know."
Yeah, he said, "I don't want to end it like this."
Yeah,
it ended badly. I'll be at the hill above my house, 7 p.m. Come meet me. If you don't come, that's it. And he didn't come, and that was it. And, you know, I read online that it's officially the last season of the two Corys. That's how it ends.
What?
Yeah.
They made Corey it look Feldman's like the other Feldman was getting in his car to go up there.
Yeah, it did. And I totally...
Yeah, it's too late. Not enough people were interested in it.
I wanted to go to his barbecue. It looked like they were going to have a good time, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that so terribly staged?
Yeah, and Corey calls at the same time as the barbecue, and
But yeah, it's, you know what, that's what's so bad about that show is that they didn't just let it play its course. They had to get their fingers in it and manipulate it. I think it probably would have been a pretty good show if it wouldn't have been so fake.
Well, I'd say last season was worse because it was all staged, but they did it for comedic effect. This time they did it for serious effect, you know, like showing him smoking cigarettes and the film saturating and quick jittery editing, like he's having a trip or whatever.
I tell you what, that was funny in the part of this last episode where the producer intervened, the producer of the show, and he's like, man, you have a problem. You need to go in the bathroom and flush all your drugs.
It's like, that's not like, how you handle it. You can easily go get another prescription filled.
Yeah, exactly. So they go in there, and he's flushing stuff, and then they're like, okay, well, I need some of these.
Yeah,
so
she goes, what
I'll
about your Xanax? And he goes, oh, I need that.
I need those. So it's like, you know what? Why even bother? Let the guy overdose if he wants.
Well, you know what? Let's take a break. I need to flush all my Xanax down the toilet, and we'll be right back. What do you say?
Yep.
Let's do it.
The Wizardry of Lucas. The Mastery of Kirk. Coppola. The phenomenal music and dance of Michael Jackson. Captain EO. In spectacular 3D, Captain EO will soon be the newest attraction at Disneyland and Walt Disney World, and nowhere else in the universe.
People are always saying to me, Jacko, relax. But tell me this, if yours really was the longest lasting battery you could buy and nobody knew it, would you be calm? I think not.
Now you can buy the hottest records and tapes anytime just by dialing 1-800-HOT-ROD. Day or night, just pick up the phone to buy the hottest records, tapes, and videos. They'll be delivered to you in less than 1 week. Order by dialing 1-800-HOT-ROD. Use your credit card. Use your phone. Whatever music you want to buy, we'll deliver at no more than retail price. In fact, bye-bye, you'll get one free.
Every girl crazy about a shotgun man.
Right now, get the new Asia, Black Sabbath, and ZZ Top LPs for just $6.99. And get a free poster. Buy any three ZZ Top LPs and get a free ZZ Top keychain while supplies last. Dial 1-800-HOT-ROCK.
You're not going to believe this.
You're right, I'm not.
I'm really sorry I'm late.
Late? We're on the coffee.
Go blend. Just in time.
Well, now, I think you know everyone, except...
already met.
We share the same taste in coffee.
Golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
No, yeah. Are you always this late?
I won't be tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
I'm inviting you for dinner.
What makes you think I'll accept?
You can't resist my coffee.
On the season premiere of the after-school special, they were the best of friends.
Together forever.
But soon, everything would change.
You didn't hear? Killed himself.
Parents are encouraged to watch and discuss with their children. A Desperate Exit, Wednesday.
Hey, Joey, watch this! Davey, come back! The ice can break! Ah, you're breaking my heart! Ah! Help me!
Hold it! Don't go on the ice! You'll only add more weight!
Snow job!
Find something that'll reach.
This branch ought to work.
Remember, frozen ponds and rivers may not be totally frozen.
And we could be skating on thin ice.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Vince, get up. Safety belt test at 9. Hurry.
Not another windshield taste test. Count me out.
What? The old pro backing down from a motorhome?
Nothing like that. I'm just tired of trying to convince people to wear safety belts. No one's listening.
Safety belt saved Barbara Mandrell.
You're right. Someone listen. Let's hit the road.
You hungry, partner?
Let's do some donuts on the way in.
Good idea.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
If this were a restaurant, they'd be putting chairs on tables about now.
And I'd be asking you back to my place for coffee.
Of course, I wouldn't accept.
Cold blend?
I could be persuaded.
Golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Well?
It deserves to be savored. Pity I have to leave.
Leave?
I'm on the first flight to Milan in the morning.
That's terrible.
Why?
They don't serve Gold Blend in Milan.
Clap on! Clap off! Clap on, clap off!
Let you turn things on or off from anywhere in the room. Just plug in the clapper and a television, lamp, stereo, almost anything you want to clap on and off.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, clapper.
Clapper is available at Meijer, Perry, Hills, and Osco. Get yours today.
When I became deathly ill, I was able to summon an ambulance, my next door neighbor, my family, and my doctor without picking up a telephone. I used this remote control to contact LifeCall, my 24-hour emergency medical response service. Watch. You just press this button and speak into the air and...
I'm having chest pain.
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
See? Protect yourself with Life Call, and you're never alone. To get complete free information by mail about this affordable medical emergency response system, call toll-free now. Life Call can save your life, so call to get free details by mail right away.
For free information about Life Call, call 1-800-621-9191. 1-800-621-9191.
That one there is a penis pump.
That's no fair. You're no
holy cow, I'm totally going so fast. Oh, fuck!
Punk.
Oh my god, I don't know what to do.
What the fuck are you kids doing on my fucking lawn? And don't look at me when I'm fucking talking to you.
Help me.
Get that kid off my eyes, you little wankers. All right, give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
Do you know my dad?
G.I. Joe.
Nice bleep job there, Bill.
Yeah, right. I made it so that I was kind of making fun of the
little Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Like, why even bleep it kind of thing?
Last week, since we had little Gordon Ramsay, this little bit that's on the internet.
Who's that?
And it's like this little kid doing Gordon Ramsay, and he's got the same hair, and it's pretty funny. But we were making fun of this.
You're fucked.
It's like, that's not a very good bleep job, because you pretty much hear the word, right? But you could get away with it if your kid was in the room.
You're fucked.
He doesn't know what word that they're saying.
No,
there, right?
Of course not.
No, not at all. I'll do it, like, something will be on in the background, and my daughter's in the room, and Heather will be like, you should mute it or something. It's like, she doesn't know what she's hearing right there. She's busy playing, you know, games or whatever.
Pretty much at this point, yeah. But they will repeat it.
Uh-huh.
Like, my dad always tells a story about how when I was, like, 4 years old, he was in the garage working on a car, and I think he snapped a bolt, and the ratchet hit him in the head, and he went, oh, fuck. And the next day, the pastor was over from our church, and my sister hit me in the head, and I went, oh, fuck. And my dad looked at the pastor and went, that's school. Those kids are, you know, he's trying to pass it off as I got it from kids at school.
Yeah, I've caught my daughter saying, like, oh, shit.
Before. Yeah, because
I say that all the time. You knock something, oh, shit, or something like that.
It's funny how they pick that stuff up. It's like they don't understand the gravity of the word, but they understand its usage.
Exactly.
Very cool. Nice. In a way, I guess.
This is my corn dog.
Back off, Spunky.
Yeah, that's his corn dog. Now, the main question I came away with on the middleman bill was, what happens if a vampire offers you soup?
You don't eat it.
But did they ever answer that question?
I think they say you don't eat it.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
He's reading like this vampire handbook. What happens if a vampire offers you soup? And then he gets interrupted. And he goes, anyway, back to this. If a vampire offers you soup, and then it cuts away, I'm like, hey, what happens if a vampire offers you soup?
Yeah.
I love
it. It's like in the episode during the auction, Dub-Dub bids on a shard of a spoon from a soup bowl or something.
Yeah,
so you're guessing that, you know, it's not good.
Apparently vampires offer a lot of people soup is what I'm thinking. The show is so silly, but...
Yeah, I love that show. Love it.
A Vlad the Impaler ventriloquist dummy, and whoever
little
puts their
Vladdy.
Arm into it, little Vladdy... takes over your body. There's a great part where the guy's fleeing with the puppet on his hand. He's like, stop! And he turns around, he's like, ha, ha, ha! And the puppet's like, ha, ha, ha! And he turns into a bat, and he flies away with the guy holding on to him. And he goes, did he just turn into a bat puppet? She's like, yeah, I think he did.
I love the way it flies away to it, the guy that's
he's like dead weight hanging off of it. I love it. It's so hilarious. And they're looking on the news to this guy who had the Vlad puppet in his puppet collection. And he's like, why don't you put it on for the kiddies and let him? He's like, oh, no, no, I never touch it. And he's like, come on. He's like, well, okay. So he sticks it in there. He's like, oh, where am I? And he's like, oh, that's really good. And he goes, don't you laugh at me. He's like, ah, like grabbing the reporter's neck. He's like, ah.
Then he kills everyone in the room.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's so funny. And he's looking for his bride puppet, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Too funny. The show is really hilarious and ridiculous. If you haven't watched The Middleman, go watch it, please.
Yeah.
Sasquatch Gang and this. I'm telling you, you'll be a happy person. You'll love life.
You will.
You know, I mean, Wendy Watson, The Middleman, Ida, Lacey.
Ida. God, I love Ida.
Noser.
Every episode, Ida's pot jokes just make me crack up.
Well, there's a funny one here where she had all this money, and she goes, whoa, what's with all the money? She goes, these are Mark bills.
So yeah, just so don't get any ideas.
Yeah.
She's always smoking your hippie lettuce.
Yeah, she's always making fun of Wendy like she's a pothead and she'll steal and stuff. But
crazy kids.
And she's actually a robot that has morphing ability, but she's trapped in, was it Cranky Librarian or something?
Yeah.
And she can't change out of her form, so she's always like that. It's pretty silly. It's a great show, and I just hope it comes back for another season. I really do.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
It better, damn it.
AOL Family, or AOL. ABC Family is desperate for good programming, and I think they know a good show when they see it.
Well, I saw a commercial during this Middleman for Samurai Girl.
See? Good show when you see it.
And I was like, I'm going to tag that sucker.
She is a girl. And she is a samurai.
That's right.
Watch out.
She's going to go Ronin, I guess.
Hi-ya!
Bill, what do you say we get into some news?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do some news, Steven! Some news! Good Lord, man! Hey,
if that came walking into any place I was, I would run out the back door immediately.
You're in bed, Bill. Underneath your bed, you hear this. What do you do?
I would start freaking out like like the clown from Poltergeist was under my bed.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Bill, before we start the news real quick, I noticed that Andy posted about the Hollywood Saloon, this being their 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I realized, holy shit, it's our 3-year anniversary too, because we started around the same time. We did episode 1 and 2 of Nowhere and Mulberry in August, and I released them on the same exact day on like September 5th. And I believe because I knew it was funny, I was preparing, like, how are we going to record everyone's voices? How am I going to record Bill and Vanessa and play clips? Figured all that out, did the first 2 episodes. And then realized, I don't have a host or anything. How do I upload this to the internet for people to download? I didn't understand any of that. It's so funny. And I remember I did audio blog at first, and they charged per download. Like you had a certain amount of bandwidth, and it was ridiculous. Like it was like all of a sudden it was like $50 a month or something, which is totally ridiculous. They, you know.
Yeah.
Then eventually, like Libsyn and SwitchPod, they have like unlimited bandwidth, and you pay for the storage, basically, like 1 gigabyte of shows. Mm-hmm. Like you could have so many shows, like 15, and it's unlimited bandwidth, so you don't get charged for it, whatever. We went through a lot of headaches with SwitchPod, too, but finally that's okay. We haven't had a problem with them in a long time.
Not in a while. I remember the week after we switched from Audioblog, they changed their pricing structure.
Yes.
It was son of a bitch.
Because we had to change our feed.
Yeah.
To say, subscribe to this new feed. I didn't use FeedBurner. So I was like, I'm going to use FeedBurner from now on, because then if we ever switch our host again, it won't affect our feed. But I didn't know. There's so much shit I didn't understand when we first started podcasting. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and Podcast Alley still hasn't deleted the old feed from there.
Yeah. The thing is, we've been doing this for 3 years now. Insanity.
Yeah, seriously.
I still have fun doing it. It's a lot of fun. If I think back, you know, I have fond memories of old shows and stuff. And what's cool is I can go back and listen to something like when we're talking about like a season of 24, like, I don't know, 3 seasons ago or something. I don't know. It's crazy talking about early Lost and all that stuff. There's just so many memories with the show. And
we're coming up with Lost theories.
Yeah, Lost theories or the origins of certain drops. Like,
remember when we did that stupid thing for that Heroes podcast?
Yeah, yeah, where we were talking about their code names or whatever. We did that like in one day, I believe.
Yeah, and they wanted us to do more, and we were like,
no.
No.
It's like, no, I don't have time to do that.
Too much work. We already do a show.
Well, the worst part is I listened to the actual show that they were doing, and I was like, ugh. It was kind of like the Signal, that podcast. It's for fans of Firefly, and there's nothing wrong with being a fan of Firefly. I like Firefly or whatever. The problem is the show blows ass. At least that's my opinion. The problem is each person does a little segment that they all edit into one cohesive show. I guess it's not really cohesive though. It's really unlistenable horse shit unless you're a big fan of that stuff. I guess, but
same with that Harry Potter one.
Yeah, I've never listened to
Mugglecast or whatever.
But man, does it just – a lot of people listen. They're big fans. They love it.
Why?
I don't know.
What can you talk about week after week on like books or a defunct show that only lasted 13 episodes?
The show you got?
I even checked. I was like, there is no way that they're still doing episodes of The Signal. They had a new one like last week, so what do I know? You can still, it'll say stuff like brown coat recipe book or something like that. It's like, what?
That's gloramrific.
But anyway, I guess they're celebrating their anniversary too. But it's been 3 years of Nowhere in Mulberry. I'm happy about it. Everything's awesome. We get more feedback than we ever did back then. I don't even know how we continued after 1 year, because back then, like, if you don't get past the fifth episode or you stall on it or whatever. Well, a lot of podcasts, there would be like one or two or three episodes, then disappear forever. But once you get past that fifth one, okay, you're okay. You're going to keep going kind of thing. And
keep on trucking.
So now cut to 135 episodes, and I'm going to say, I think we're going to keep this going.
Yeah, holy shit.
Or we're going to quit. I don't
know. We'll pod fade tomorrow.
Pod fade, yeah, I remember that. That term, pod fade. And it's so funny, when you go to Podcast Bickle, I remember reading the forums like, oh, this is so new. It's so interesting. Really, it's not at all.
No.
There's nothing interesting. I listen to some podcasts. In fact, Don Chapp started a new podcast, Bill. And
yeah, he did.
I downloaded that. I'm going to check it out. I'm so sorry, Don. I don't remember what it's called. Something Bistro. Sorry, I need to write
Walter
down.
Hill Movie Fest.
Walter Hill. But also Rick does Amazing Comic Cast. We've got Chinstroker versus Punter. You know, there's so many friends of ours. They listen to the show and they do their own podcast. We need to all support each other. Just continue for 3 years. That's all I say.
We'll start a podcasting network.
Yeah, I remember when they would do that, like Podcast Outlaws.
Well,
yeah,
remember
that really worked for you.
The one we went to, the podcast party, you know.
Yeah, Steven, I went to a podcast meetup.
Yeah, the podcast pickle meetup.
Yeah, and you know what was fun that time? But that was the only one, as far as I know.
Yeah, we're going to start doing this every month.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Never heard from them again. It was interesting. I mean,
yeah, they were nice. We had a good time.
Bill, let's go ahead and do the news. What do you have in the news this week?
No, excuse me. Need one of those cough drop buttons.
Oh, I think I'm going to dry heave.
This one's kind of depressing, but it's bizarre. The family of a 23-year-old man who died in Clark County Jail last August has filed a lawsuit against the county, the sheriff and jail employees, allegedly involved claiming he was either killed in the jail by angry officers or allowed to commit suicide even though he was known to be mentally ill.
You will always be Jews in my house.
Yeah. They found him unconscious and cold to the touch with his jaws locked. Now, here's where the craziness starts. An autopsy found a 6-inch jail-issued toothbrush in his stomach and a 4.5-inch burrito lodged in his throat.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm thinking by burrito they mean, you know, the food and not a donkey. Because that's... How do you choke on a burrito?
Isn't that a burrito?
You know what? Maybe somebody strangled him and then shoved the burrito in his throat to make it look like he killed himself.
But what about the toothbrush?
Well, it says it was indicated that he was either silenced by jail officers or was inadequately supervised by attempting to swallow the intact burrito. Says the family's lawyer.
It must have tasted really good if he didn't.
I'm so hungry. That's exactly it. He died like Mama Cass.
He choked on a burrito. You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Kidding me.
You know, speaking of that clip, that episode of Wife Swap was on last week.
Oh yeah.
And I was cracking up. The kid that wears nail polish and says he does it because it's hardcore.
Oh, is that the one with Macho Gary?
Yeah.
Macho Gary.
Oh, I love Macho Gary.
Yep, Macho Gary.
I'm not setting that up.
So, yeah, this guy had a 4.5-inch burrito in his throat, intact.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's something. What? Okay. Universal City, Texas. One local man said he wanted to tell how he was robbed because he hopes it doesn't happen to others. This might sound familiar to you guys. Paul Malone, a retired Vietnam veteran, said he was leaving a convenience store when a man with an accent approached him and told a story about donating money to charity. He was going to give me $10,000, and I would take the rest of the $80,000 and place it in a charity to the poor, Malone said. The man then asked Malone to prove he could be trusted by showing he had his own money, so Malone said they went to a nearby bank. All I could think about was this money's going to help a lot of people, Malone said. Every time I say Malone, I think of that damn Burt Reynolds movie.
Wrong.
Malone said he drew withdrew $7,500 and showed it to the man, who then asked to hold the money. When Malone declined, he said the man demanded the money and held out a knife.
Wrong.
They're very, very good at what they do. Universal City Police Sergeant Steve Mihalski.
Mike, we got you.
Malone is still shocked that he fell for it. I'm shocked that he fell for it. What an idiot. I have $80,000. I'll
Steve,
give you 10.
I want to help you.
Yeah, but I want to donate the rest to charity, but I need
Steve,
to see your money.
Help me!
I can't believe anybody's really that dumb. I mean, is that why our country's in the state it is?
Yes. I think so.
That's outrageous.
Whenever anyone
that fall for all the internet schemes,
dude. There's nothing I hate worse than you're going to your car in a parking lot and you see out of the corner. You're like, oh shit! What does this guy want? Excuse me, sir. It's like keep going to your car, get in your car, and drive away.
I didn't get to deliver these speakers. I got a set of speakers. They're $400 speakers.
You have the guy carrying the gas can. Excuse me, sir.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I was ran out of gas. Now it's just like, oh, you had a gas can on you, huh? When you ran out of gas?
Yeah, I keep it in my car for, you know, when I need gas.
I had a lady in a wheelchair drive in front of my car, like cut me off in a parking lot to a grocery store. And she had like her head tilted. I don't know if she had cerebral palsy or whatever. I don't even know if she even had anything, honestly.
Right, yeah.
She drove up and she had like a car and she's like, I cannot move or some shit. Please donate money. And I was like, I'm sorry. Drove away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you're going to get hit by a car, dumbass. Who knows?
People are dumb.
I
want
to get a card and print out that says, you know, says I'm deaf but I have a job, and hand it, and hand it back to people.
I remember being in like a Whataburger or something, and a guy said, "I am deaf." And it's like, okay.
Can you give me a dollar for this pen?
Yeah, something like that.
What's that, huh? You got anything else to say?
All right. A high-speed chase involving a bullet bike ended in a fiery crash Monday.
What's a bullet bike?
I guess it's like one of those crotch rockets. It was all caught on tape, though. A trooper noticed a speeding bullet bike. The biker going more than 100 miles an hour managed to outrun troopers until he got to Corrine, which is 60 miles north of Salt Lake City. The Utah Highway Patrolman, Cameron Roden, says our cars can travel pretty fast, but he was definitely exceeding what our speeds are. The chase ended when the guy on the bike lost control. Bike ended up underneath a green Ford Expedition and then burst into flames.
Holy crap.
In the video of the chase and the wreck, the female passenger can be seen running back to the vehicle to get her child. She carries the child to safety, then goes back for her second child. Jesus, it's a clown car.
Carry them both at the same time.
Yeah, meanwhile, the deputy goes to help the male driver. Troopers say before the crash, the driver of the SUV tried to avoid the guy on the bike a couple of times as it weaved in and out of traffic and almost hit another car. As for the biker, he tried to run away, but troopers found him 1,000 yards away with road rash. Nice. I loved that game on the 3DO. The man gave police a fake name, but he's been identified as 27-year-old Daniel Savino. As for his motive, Savino told troopers that it was his own video game adventure. Oh.
Huh?
He used to choose your own adventure.
Oh.
They don't know whether he was trying to act out a scene in a video game or what he was trying to do, but he said it always worked for him in video games. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well,
I can outrun the police in the video game. How come I can't in real life?
Yeah,
I can outrun them in Grand Theft Auto 4. It's not a problem in real life.
Yeah, after a couple of miles, the little hearts go away.
That is true.
Yeah, you know, and even in Grand Theft Auto 4, whenever you hit a tree or something, you go flying off your bike, you get right back up. Sometimes you end up at the hospital, but you come right out.
No.
Dumb shit. All right, now, of course, I've got to include one of these at least once a week. It's just my thing. What do you think it's going to be?
Something about sleeping with a teacher.
Yes!
Yeah!
Allegheny County, Maryland, and Allegheny County's teacher has been arrested for allegedly having sexual relationship with one of her 16-year-old students. Get this girl's name. Autumn Leathers.
Oh, gross.
Nice. She's hot, too. Cute redhead, totally hittable. 24 faces numerous charges, including child abuse, child sexual abuse, and sex offenses. She's the English teacher at Mountain Ridge High School. Officers say they were contacted by a resident who noticed the student at Leather's home several times in the late evening.
Crazy.
Hey, they should mind their own friggin' business. Kids getting laid by a hot redheaded teacher. It's 24 years old. Leave him alone.
What a shame.
I know. Why can't people mind
business?
Poor girl. Now she's in jail on $25,000 bond.
Have a nice
you
day.
Are, no, f-
have
you.
A nice
have
day.
A nice face, my.
How old was the boy? What does it say?
16.
Perfect.
He's totally. You know, he's of age. I would have to say. He knows. He may be a little jaded, but he knows what choices are right and wrong. And you know, when it feels good, it's only right. I guess. Can I get an amen?
I'm here.
Amen.
Okay, there we go. Vader, you moralist pig.
Vader liked the older women. Padme was.
I know, he really did.
If you look at Phantom Menace and realize that they were knocking boots in the next movie, you realize that Padme should have been in jail.
Yeah, that was wrong on so many levels.
Because
she was like in full bloom womanhood when he was just a little twerp.
Yeah, he was a little punk ass. He made her this stupid ass like charm. It'll bring you good fortune. She was like, I'm going to be sleeping with this kid in like 2 years.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's the "Are you an angel" line that got her quivering.
Yeah.
Are you an angel?
Oh, so cute.
How long have you been sleeping with older women?
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Well, honey, you're getting laid tonight.
Yippee.
He was a pimp even when he was pre-puberty.
He's a pimp. Yo, Anakin, man, you a pimp, dog.
That's why he was with Watto. Watto was total pimp.
Dude, he was knee-deep in that Tatooinean poontang.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
Yes. Students and parents at Windsor High School are outraged after a Wyoming police officer doing an internet safety presentation at the school scrutinized individual students' MySpace pages, calling the students slutty and saying photos on their sites invited sexual predators.
Don't bollocks that.
The officer, John F. Gay III, of Cheyenne Police Department picked out 6 or 7 Windsor High School students' MySpace page and began to criticize photos, comments, and other content until one student left the room crying. He told the entire student body that he had shared her info with a sexual predator in prison. What?
This guy lose his job?
Yeah, no shit.
Said
Ty Nordic, whose daughter, Shayla Nordic's MySpace page was put on display. Nordic said Gay then told the student body that the predator said he would masturbate to her picture. Holy shit!
Oh, I think I'm going to dry heave.
Shayla Nordic then left the room as Gay pulled up her phone number and called her on stage to demonstrate how easy it was to get a hold of contact information via the internet. He told a story about a girl in another state who was tracked through MySpace and who was raped and shot. And then said Shayla's page is inviting people to do these exact same things to her. Holy shit, man!
Shut up, Phil! That's disgusting!
I mean, is that not traumatic?
That is. Is this guy
Honey,
lost
why
his
did
job
you come up on stage? You're a slut.
You use your time prettier than a $20 whore.
This page is inviting rapists who will kill you and rape you.
You want a Kleenex?
Windsor High School Principal Rick Porter said today that he was aware of what the speaker was going to talk about and that he would likely use a couple MySpace pages of Windsor High students as an example. Porter said he had no idea that Gay was going to make his presentation in the manner he did or use the language he's accused of using.
The guy's name is Gay?
Yes, he's Gay.
Hey, guys.
April Rigg, a Windsor High senior student, said her MySpace page was also put on display, though she was not at the assembly. Me and my best friend are in a lot of those pictures. We have our arms around each other, and he was saying that I was touching her.
Hey, what's the URL to her MySpace?
I know. I want it, too. She's so slutty. Riggs said other students told her that just sucks because I don't want people to get the wrong impression of me. Okay. So, yeah, I'm guessing this guy's probably not going to be giving any assemblies at schools anytime soon again.
So how are you, crazy bitches?
A mother was arrested for giving wine to her baby in Kentucky. She says she was just trying to put her baby to sleep, but a mother's method got her arrested at the state fair. Who serves wine at the state fair?
Huh?
Maybe Franzia has a booth. Box wine. Sheriff's Department in Jefferson County says Catherine Bowen bought a cup of wine at the horse show at Freedom Hall, but Bowen apparently didn't intend to drink it or drink all of it. Two police officers were watching nearby. The deputy and the corrections officer observed her remove the bottle from a bag, uncap the bottle, place the contents of the glass into the bottle, then handed it to the baby, who then proceeded to consume it. Holy shit!
Regrettably, no.
I've heard of, like, putting, like, a little, like,
a
you know, brandy
so.
On the tip of a bottle, like you know, to...
For teething or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never...
Not a whole freaking bottle of wine.
That's, like, old school stuff, too. You know, they have things now where you don't have to give your kid brandy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I remember a thing when my daughter was real young, and my mother-in-law saying that you could give like a baby like a bone or something to chew on, like when they're teething. Wow. I forget what it was, like a T-bone steak bone or something.
Can you get like a teething ring?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, well, now they've invented things where you don't have to give them bones.
Yeah, like you freeze the ring. There you go.
Get that. Yeah, that little ring that you freeze.
Maybe if we were Amish, we would do that. But
let's get right to it.
Hope we're not. So, yeah, but I mean, that's insane. A whole bottle or a whole cup of wine in a bottle. She obviously was annoyed by the child.
Scares me, here. Jason.
Get drunk, you little bastard.
Yeah, there's some people that just aren't very good parents, I think.
Yeah, and, well, it's the type of people that need to take a test before they can conceive.
Sausage.
Sausage? All right, so in Englewood, New Jersey, police said a man called 911 and reported a robbery after a gas station wouldn't give him his money back for an unopened box of condoms.
That is brilliant.
Yes. Police charged Caden Jackson with making a false report. Police say they take such things seriously because of the danger it possesses to officers. Yeah, those unopened box of condoms, holy shit, are those dangerous. Officers responded quickly to the call on Sunday and found a gas station employee who fit the description of the robber given by the caller. No shit. Police say Jackson told them he made the bogus report to help him get his money back. Well, now you're going to be spending some time in prison.
The guy went and sat in his car. He's like, how can I get my money back?
Man, I'm not going to use these condoms. I need my money back. He obviously thought he was going to get laid the night before and bought a whole box. And that's when he didn't.
The judge is like, it's not going to happen.
The wrong size.
Man, these magnums are too loose.
We'd love to rub our genitals against your head.
Jesus. All right. down in your neck of the woods, Tyler, Texas.
That's a drive, man.
Yeah, that's true. What is that, like 3 hours east?
My wife's aunt lives in Tyler, and we have to drive there.
Ugh. It's about 2 hours.
Yeah. It's a drive to annoy the hell out of me.
A Tyler man accused of growing marijuana in an alleged cost-saving move is jailed on felony possession charges. Bond is $15,000 for 55-year-old John Daniel Miller, who remained in the Smith County Jail late Tuesday. Sheriff Sergeant Randall Hiller declined to release information on Miller, including whether he has an attorney following Monday's arrest. Sheriff Sergeant Randy Meadows told the Tyler Morning Telegraph that a tip led officers to some rural property where several marijuana plants encircled by old tires line the driveway. Deputies confiscated more than 70 plants, worth about $100,000. Meadows said Miller told deputies he knew they were coming sooner or later, and he was cultivating his own marijuana because of the cost of buying the illegal substance had gone up.
Damn it!
Now, okay. I can agree with the fact that you can grow your own, smoke your own, do your own thing. I don't think that should be illegal in any way, shape, or form. There's no intent to sell. But 70 plants?
Oh, gnarly!
That's kind of a little much.
I mean, dude.
3 or 4 plants could probably net you enough for a year, if you think about it. 70 plants is ridiculous.
He's going to stock up, man.
Stock up? That shit will go moldy before he gets to any of it. That's ridiculous.
You never
70
know,
plants.
Man. He may smoke all of it. He might have.
He'd probably get, like, pot sick if you can.
I'm so wasted.
Yeah, no shit. This is from where I grew up, or close to where I grew up, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. A man was convicted Tuesday of using a 2-pound concrete garden gnome as a deadly weapon in an attack against his 16-year-old stepdaughter. Holy
shit.
God. He was found guilty of 5 criminal charges, including a felony count of aggravated assault for throwing the dwarf-like statue through a glass door. Shards of glass from the door struck Kelsey Anderson, leaving a laceration above her right eye. The gnome, about a foot tall, wore a hat, a blue shirt over a bulging stomach, and a wide grin as it sat on a table in open court throughout the two-day trial. That's freaking comical. This gnome, I wonder if the gnome will go on trial. I'm sure David the gnome is very upset.
The makers will go on trial for making it.
The gnome named Gnorm?
The gnome. Oh my god. Okay. Houston's 14th Court of Appeals on Tuesday upheld the conviction of a local doctor for indecent exposure. The court rejected the argument by high-profile attorney Dick DeGuerin and his associate Neil Davis that the doctor could not have exposed himself to an undercover cop that which is alleged to have been exposed is too small to have been seen.
Dick.
So he's basically saying that his dick is too small to be seen if he flashed someone. That's,
oh my god!
That's a small wiener.
That takes courage, honestly.
Maybe he just doesn't want to go to jail.
Yeah, that's some, oh wow. That
I'm not joking. You
know, oof. I can't even imagine somebody to go, Judge, Your Honor.
Maybe that's why he was showing it. It's like, look how tiny this is.
Look how tiny my dick is. Can you believe it? All right. James Bopry broke all the rules of his house arrest when he went for a late night drive in his pickup last month. He did not observe his curfew. He did not remain sober, and he did not keep the peace. As he crashed into a Kitchener car lot driving naked while speeding drunk, high on crack cocaine, and next to a naked prostitute, he was not being of good behavior. This is one of the most flamboyant, flaming relapses I've ever seen, defense lawyer Brennan Smart said. It's almost the stuff of comedy writers. Bopry, 39, of Waterloo, had already had a drunk driving record when he was convicted last year of two weapons offenses and a breach of recognizance. He received a 9-month conditional sentence of house arrest and went to rehabilitation, where he was an exemplary resident. But when he got out, man, he just jumped in with both feet. The former owner of a landscaping business with a 6-figure income, Bopry got drunk, went out in his truck, and picked up a prostitute. Crown prosecutor Mark Poland said Bopry then parked on East Avenue and smoked crack with the woman before they both took off their clothes. Bopry sped away on East, masturbating while watching the woman masturbate, then missed a curve, went over an island, and crashed into a parked car to intersection of Weber Street. Witnesses saw Bopry grab his clothes and dress while running away, leaving the accident and the naked woman behind.
I would like a sperm donation.
He's got his shit together. Hey, you're on your own, honey. I'm out of here.
Hey, did he play Grand Theft Auto also?
Yeah, he may have. He was arrested after one of the witnesses followed him behind a nearby plaza and gave police a description. I think Your Honor would struggle to find a more egregious breach, Poland told Justice Colin Westman. It holds the conditional sentencing regime up to ridicule. Poland argued a 6-month jail term for Bopry, supported in court by two rows of friends and relatives, pleaded guilty yesterday to impaired driving, possession of crack cocaine, and leaving the scene of an accident. What about leaving the scene of a whore? Westman, however, disagreed the house arrest was a failure because Bopry unraveled with about a month to go.
I love that guy's name, Bopry.
Bopry.
Wrong.
So he credited Bopry with doing so well for so long and gave him just 4 months in jail, minimum conviction. Wow. That's something else. Now, I have a few more stories to read, but maybe one more and then I'll save the rest for next week.
All right.
Dirty old Ira arrested for alleged attempts to meet minor at Deptford Mall in South Jersey. 56-year-old New York Police Department dispatcher who went by the name Dirty Old Ira in internet chat rooms thought he was going to meet a 14-year-old girl. Ira Shimshi of Queens, New York, was actually chatting with an undercover FBI agent.
Is that Shimshi Skywalker, Anakin's mom?
Yeah, it is, actually. She was dirty old Ira Shimshi Skywalker.
Shimshi.
Just before I even move on, what in the hell? Have people not learned by now that internet chat rooms are filled with people posing as something they aren't to entrap people into
you don't know.
Arrested?
You don't even have a clue.
Even Bubba knows.
I guess it's so, the only avenue they have. They just got to risk it or
something.
It's all I got.
Why not go to a whore? I mean, like, the last girl got left behind in a car, but, I mean, honestly, just find a whore and do what you're going to do. You can get arrested with that, too,
Witches from the Meskimo.
The arrest culminated in a 10-month investigation that comprised of many sexually explicit online chats, including one where Ira allegedly told the undercover officer that 14's the new 18.
Wow.
Like 40's the new 30.
Oh, gross.
These types of cases have gotten a great deal of attention, says U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Carley on Tuesday, yet they continue to occur. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, but if I'm with a 30-year-old girl, I'm still not getting in trouble.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. 14's the new 18. Didn't you know that?
That's creepy.
So when you're younger, it's older, but as you're older, you're younger.
Yeah. Well, I think, oh my God,
what
that's
point
dumb.
What point do we start reverse aging?
I'm going to put you home.
All right, so that's news for this week.
All right, Bill, thank you for doing the news this week. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Steven, I sucked doing the DVD song last week. You ready?
Oh, man, that was disastrous.
You watch it, Bill. It's all right for me to critique myself.
I only speak of the truth.
I don't take criticism well.
Don't do it.
Hold me back, guys. Hold me back.
All right. It was just so empty.
All right, Steven, let's hit it. Oh my God. Give me the okay sign.
Cough up that lung.
Okay, go.
DVDs, let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs! DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs! Yeah!
That's all you got?
That's all we got?
All we got.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVD?
What are you talking
all
about?
All right. This one's for Spunky. Because it's my corn dog.
No, Spunky. This is my corn dog.
That's the only scene Spunky's in the whole movie.
Yeah, I know, and it's so worth it. All right, Tuesday, August 26, 2008. Oh, good Lord.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys, I'm a big old asshole. Good Lord. Hey, guys.
Brotherhood of the Wolf, director's cut.
Ah, with Mark Dacascos.
Yes, with what the hell is his name in the middleman?
Middleman, Sensei Ping.
Sensei Ping, yeah.
Is this a joke, really?
I have this on HD DVD. I actually imported it from the UK. It's not the greatest movie, but it is
fun. It's a strange-ass movie. Doesn't it have Monica Bellucci in it?
Oh, it sure does. So this is 40 minutes long. It has a couple featurettes about the creation of the movie, documentary on location.
I'll always love you.
Etc., etc.
It's not a great movie, but it's got some cool martial arts scenes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Next DVD is Cannibal Holocaust Deluxe Edition.
Say what, Jack?
Cannibal Holocaust. Banned and heavily censored throughout the world, here is a film that surpasses its reputation as a shotgun blast to the senses.
Bootylicious!
Cannibal Holocaust presents the found footage of four documentary filmmakers who experienced brutal deaths at the hands of savage South American tribe of flesh eaters.
Wow.
The footage is so intense, so graphic, so unflinching that it's realism that the director and producer of Cannibal Holocaust were arrested upon an original release in the film Seed.
That doesn't sound like bullshit at all.
No, it's pretty much a classic, zombie movie. In fact, I was thinking that, you know, this, the new Resident Evil coming up, Resident Evil 5, is, I kind of thought it was kind of the, you know, same thing almost. I mean, it is South American tribe, but it's, you know, it's got the same vibe, you know, the,
Overboard.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think it's acknowledged as like uncredited inspiration for the Blair Witch Project. It's
really,
yeah, it's pretty crazy. I saw it once and was disgusted, so I want to put it on my Netflix queue if they have it.
Are there any alternate titles to this? Like, has it been released under different names?
You know, I think it has. Let me look on IMDb.
I remember when I was a kid, I actually saw with my great aunt, of all people. We used to take us to horrible, like, dollar theater, bad horror movies.
Mm.
And that's probably why I am the way I am today. But
I just remember, like, disgusting people, like, dead people on spits and shit. I mean, it was really gross.
Well, it was called Dr. Butcher. And it had cannibalism, like, eating entrails and stuff. And I remember, like, telling my aunt, it's like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore. I was, like, really disturbed by it.
It's pretty much just known
watch
as Cannibal
it, it'll
Holocaust.
It'll desensitize you.
Yeah. This will be better in the long run if you keep watching this.
Yeah, it's just known as Cannibal Holocaust, but I just remember it being particularly disgusting. Like really nasty impalement scenes. There's one where they put a person in water filled with piranhas, and it just...
I don't want to see that.
Where is the beef?
It's pretty much everywhere in this movie.
Gross.
Next DVD is a double feature. I have to mention it only because when these things get released, it's like sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. This one doesn't really make sense. Cloak and Dagger, double featured with The Wizard.
The Wizard?
Yeah.
Cloak and Dagger and The Wizard. I could sit through that double feature.
Oh, I totally could too, but does it make sense? Does one movie complement the other?
No.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you're going to release a double feature, why release two movies at different, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum?
Do you guys remember?
You know why? I'd say because obviously they're at the two opposite ends of the spectrum. If it was the same type of movie, would it seem like one long movie?
I would almost group Daryl with Cloak and Dagger.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I could get that.
But again,
they're close, but they're not that close.
Over.
I guess the young kid in The Wizard is almost kind of a Daryl in that he
was Dabney Coleman's alter ego in that. What was his name? Jack something?
Jack Meehoff? I think the last time I saw Cloak and Dagger was like 1985.
That was bad.
I know that was Jack Flack.
Jack Flack, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I saw it. I should check it out again.
Wow!
Because wasn't Henry Thomas was in it? Yeah.
I saw it probably within maybe last year.
After E.T., he made Cloak and Dagger in a movie called The Quest, I think, and that was pretty much his career.
Remember The Quest.
Yeah.
He was in Valmont, though, too. I remember that.
Yeah, when
I
just he's a little bit older, and then he was in the movie, I can't remember, Shadows of the... No, Legends of the Fall.
Yeah, he was.
He's
Brad
Pitt's younger brother, and he gets mowed down by Germans, I believe.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a comeback recently, though. I've seen him in stuff here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing big, but he's still working.
Douche my hand?
And he has
douche my hand. All right. I don't know why they're re-releasing this, but they feel there's a need. So,
yes.
Delicatessen Special Edition, the Jean-Pierre Junot film. I love that this. I mean, this movie is ridiculous. I hadn't seen it up until a few years ago. You guys recommended it whenever I mentioned it on DVDs once,
right?
So I watched it, and it's ridiculous. It's you know, butchers and people
quirky?
Meat, and
I don't want to call it quirky. I wouldn't call that quirky.
It's more than quirky. It's ridiculous, but it's like on the cover from the director of Emily, and it's like Yeah, no. Why would you? It's like, hey,
well, they
look,
want you
if
to
you
buy
liked,
it.
If you liked Emily, why don't you watch Delicatessen? You know, a post-apocalyptic comedy
with like cannibalism.
Yeah,
yeah, but they want you to buy it. Like, oh, I love that movie. I'm going to buy this. I bet it's great. And it's like, no, this isn't the
it's
same.
Not
thing.
The same thing at all.
I always wanted to see that French actor who's the star of that play Popeye.
Oh, Dominic Pignon.
He would have been a perfect Popeye, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have been, because the guy's great. He cracks me up in everything he is, even in serious stuff, because he just looks like Popeye.
Yeah, I've never seen him in... the only other movie I've seen him in was Alien 4.
Yeah, you're right. He was the guy with no legs.
Yeah.
They carried him around.
Sweeter than the sweetest dessert.
Yes, he
is. Good Lord. All right, next DVD, Entourage, the complete fourth season. Why not tune in to a show filled with people with egos and you just kind of laugh and scratch your head at them?
Come on, you got to love that show. And I can't wait to
see it. Oh, I
back.
Totally love it, but I just love how ridiculous they all are. And you know it's based in reality. That's what's so funny about it.
I saw there's this new Shia LaBeouf movie. Shia LaBeouf, and Turtle is in the trailer, and it was funny. It's just like, what the hell is Turtle doing in a movie?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, hey, that's Jerry Ferreira.
I don't even. What was season four? The very last season of?
Yeah, that was the one with Medellin and the. You know, they take it to Cannes
and
all
then
that shit.
It's a disaster. They like, got our chicken in front of a guy tied upside down or something.
Yeah, it's.
Fuck off!
No, please stop. Don't. God, I hate that. All right, moving on. Season two of Heroes. Woohoo! And the Generations, I guess that was the last episode or whatever. It has an alternate ending where Peter didn't catch the vial.
Oh.
You know what?
Who cares? Friggin' Nathan got shot and he's alive in the next season. You see him in the friggin' previews. Who cares?
You know what? I watched the first or, you know, one or two episodes of Heroes this season, but they pretty much lost me.
Say it ain't so, Bill.
They have, sorry. Nightmare Before Christmas, the 2-disc collector's edition on DVD and Blu-ray.
Awesome.
What's This, the Jack's Haunted Mansion Holiday Tour. What has really piqued my interest is they have the full uncut version of Frankenweenie on this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They also have Vincent, the short film from... Tim Burton, they have his original poem for The Nightmare Before Christmas, read by Christopher Lee. Brand new audio commentary with Burton, Selleck, Elfman, behind the scenes of the making of it, the worlds of it, deleted
scenes.
This sounds
like a Stephen purchase.
This is a big Stephen purchase.
Yeah, here. Storyboard to film comparison. This will be the perfect Blu-ray to get for your new PS3 that you don't use.
This will be my first Blu-ray.
Nice.
This is my first Blu-ray.
Hell yeah.
I've been waiting for the perfect one to come out. And
that sounds like a good one.
This sucker's loaded. I'm so I'm genuinely excited to see the uncut version of Frankenweenie. I remember my cousin Matthew was obsessed with Frankenweenie. He would laugh
his ass off
at it. What?
He was obsessed with Frankenweenie?
Yeah, he was absolutely obsessed with it. Every time we would go to the grocery store,
I guess.
Yeah, to the grocery store that had rentals, he would rent Frankenweenie. It drove me crazy. It's like, dude, it's freaking Frankenweenie. Again? Seriously?
Seriously?
Oh, I love this.
Silky dirt, dude.
Maybe even
next DVD, Phantasm
else.
4, Oblivion.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah! The ball is back!
Oh, good lord.
I got a soft place in my heart for Phantasm.
Yeah, I do too, in a way. I remember the first time I ever saw that guy.
I've never seen the fourth one, though.
In Phantasm, I was a little kid.
The second one in the theater.
And he scared the shit out of me.
Boy!
Oh,
Angus Scrimm is the actor's name. He's
yeah.
A genius.
I mean, dude, when I first saw him, he might as well have been Satan.
The ball is back. I just always remember the commercials for Phantasm 2.
Yeah.
That was the slogan.
Yeah.
The ball is back. It's like they're basing the whole thing on that stupid ball that goes.
It sticks in your
sticks in your forehead, drills then, yeah. in, then shoots
the blade
blood
comes out.
Because there's a scene in the original Phantasm where the ball goes into a guy's head, and he's like, oh, these blades stick in where you can't pull it out. Then it goes, and drills in your head. Then it goes, and starts shooting all your blood all out.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man. And I remember my dad walked in, like, right on that scene as I was watching. He goes, what is this ridiculous movie you're watching?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, come on, Dad. Awesome.
That is the only way to sum up Phantasm. All right, next DVD. I'm sorry that I even have to mention this, but I'm kind of, I guess, a morbid curiosity. Postal, unrated.
Your shit's all retarded.
Yeah, the Uwe Boll film.
I heard this is the best of his horrible movies.
I'm going to have it's to awful. Rent it. Yeah, like I said, out of a morbid curiosity. The features are called Raging Bull, where he bitches about his critics. There's a commentary.
You are on your own responsible that you don't make movies.
Yeah, so are you. next DVD is a movie I watched this week and really enjoyed, Red Belt, the David Mamet film. Kind of reminded me of a modern samurai Yoji Yamada type film. Had the whole concentration about honor and respect of your dojo and your elders and stuff like that.
Bullshit Asia, bullshit crap fighting stuff.
No, this actually, although it involved mixed martial arts, which I'm not a fan of, admittedly.
It
does have Randy Cauliflower Ear.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. Hell yeah.
He doesn't really have a speaking role, per se.
Boo.
But he is in there. But I liked it. It's a little weak, but, I love the banter of David Mamet films, and this one was particularly interesting.
Want me to punch you in your face?
Next DVD is Sallow, or 120 Days of Sodom, the Criterion Collection.
Say what, Jack?
This is Sallow. This is the Pierre Pasolini film that is really controversial because it's based on the Marquis de Sade's 120 Days of Sodom. So it's people call it pornographic, depraved, shocking, blah, blah, blah. It has been available different ways and not the best quality. And I'm thinking that if it's a Criterion Collection, they probably went all out for this. I know they had a version out that went out of print and has been available on eBay for hundreds of dollars, people
Pardon
wanting it.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Yeah. But now this is out for people that are fans of the film.
So should I watch this or Cannibal Holocaust?
I don't think it would matter, quite frankly. This one probably has more boobs. But it's very – from what – I've never seen it, but, I mean, hell, the DVD has a special documentary about the final scene of the film that's 40 minutes long. So
it must
be – yeah, I guess it must be pretty crazy.
It doesn't cut away for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works or why it works or, any of that stuff. But it's got tons of stuff on it. A documentary featuring interviews from Pierre Paolo Pasolini, the actors in it, friends of Pasolini, new interviews, and optional English dub soundtrack, all kinds of crazy stuff. A booklet.
This is like for real.
It's a Criterion. It's for real, yeah.
Wow.
What happens in Vegas? Extended Jackpot Special Edition. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Is this the Gaston Kutcher?
Yes, the Gaston Kutcher film.
Ugh, and what's the...
They get married in Vegas, and then the hilarious annulment.
Honestly, the commercials to this movie made me violently ill. Made me violently angry where I wanted to punch somebody. I wanted to punch an old lady in the face. Because the whole thing is they... get drunk and they get married and they wake up and they're like, hey, who are you? Oh, we must have been really wasted. Let's go our separate ways. Well, fine. Well, let me stick this quarter in the slot. Oh, we won $2 million. But we're married, so part of the money's mine, buddy. You can't just keep it all.
Yeah, I can't stand Cameron Diaz. So,
okay, well, then they go to court, and he's like, hey, you guys need to learn what marriage is all about, so I won't grant you a divorce or let you split the money. You guys have to stay together long enough to earn this money by some ridiculous thing. Okay, here's the part of the trailer that drove me nuts. There's a part, it's a visual gag, where Ashton Kutcher removes the toilet seat from the toilet. She goes in there. You don't know he's removed the toilet seat. She goes in there in the middle of the night. She goes to, I guess she's like an old, she's got a bladder like an old man. She's got to pee in the middle of the night. You hear her go, splash. She fell in the toilet. Hey, what happened? The audience doesn't understand. What's a visual gag? Oh, Ashton Kutcher with his shit-eating grin there, lying on the couch, lifts up the blankets to show the audience, hey, look what I got under the blankets. The toilet seat. That's real sanitary, putting a friggin' toilet seat in the under the blankets with you. And he takes
it out. He wants to, incubate the E. coli.
There's no reason for him to pull the toilet seat out to show anybody because no one's there. They don't break the third wall. This isn't like the fourth wall. This isn't like Ferris Bueller or whatever. Yeah. He just does it like, hey, look what I took the toilet seat off.
Well, he needed to show it to himself because he thought it was so funny.
It is so freaking retarded.
Wow.
It's so bad. How this movie was released. I hope Ashton Kutcher gets beheaded by natives in the Congo next time he goes on vacation or something.
Eaten by cannibals.
Yeah. Oh, God, I would love that. Eaten by cannibals.
Nice.
Because then it's painful, you know. But beheading, it's kind of quick. But even though your brain does stay active for quite, you know, I think like 2 or 3 minutes, so you know you've been beheaded.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you talk about, I heard, like, if you get your head chopped off, you can hold up the head to the body to show you your head chopped off, and then you die. You get to see your headless body before you die.
Yeah, there's enough oxygen left in the brain.
So that's what I want them to do to Ashton Kutcher, and then show him why. Show him that gag, that visual gag in the movie where he holds up the toilet.
This is why you've been beheaded.
Behead him and then hook him up long enough to watch that his own movie.
Yeah, and then toilet seat on his head.
Seriously, that was so bad, it caused me pain. It was so bad.
Oh. Well, if that caused you pain, maybe this will cause you more. Audio commentary by the director and editor, so they get
we
to justify
look like assholes right now, man.
Shit.
Wow, I want to hear what the editor had to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I edited this movie.
I don't know why I put this scene
like,
in
this
there.
Scene I wanted to compose a certain way. Oh, shut up. DVD Extra Time with Zach Galifianakis. Oh, I guess he got a paycheck for this one.
Good for him. He's got to pay the rent.
Yeah. And guess what? On disc 2, you get a digital copy for your portable media players.
Hell yes!
I hate this new digital copy horseshit. Are people so ignorant that they don't know how to put a DVD in their computer and use DVD Fab to make their own copy of it?
I guess not. Or maybe they don't want you to. They don't want to encourage that kind of behavior.
I hate whenever people pander to the stupid. Stop it. You're making our country worse. Let people discover things for themselves. Last DVD, where in the world is Osama bin Laden, the Morgan Spurlock film that people went, oh, did he find him? And then when you found out that he didn't find him, they went, oh, and the movie disappeared.
Yeah, it was just supposed to be like a joke. Yeah.
It was this big build-up, and then it's like, oh,
Yeah.
So there you go. If you want to see it, you can see it. Supposedly there's an alternate ending
where
animated history of Afghanistan.
Where is it, the alternate ending? He does find him.
Yeah, I think so.
So you got
he finds a 6'4" man on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan. Yeah, I'll believe that.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't want to go on a conspiracy rant here, but something tells me we can find him if we wanted him.
Hey guys.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and that's DVDs for this week. Being released Tuesday, August 26, 2008.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And scene.
Oh, that freaking song.
All right, everybody. That was episode 135 of Nowhere on Mulberry, approaching our three-year anniversary. We'll just say September 5th will be our official three-year anniversary and plan all sorts of fun activities for everyone. I got nothing.
Maybe we'll actually do something special for it. Like
we are.
Maybe we'll deliver a promised commentary.
Yes.
If we can pull that shit together.
Exactly. Maybe a Lethal Weapon 3 commentary, Bill?
That sounds good to me. Cop killers!
God knows we can't talk about Lethal Weapon anymore. Or can
we?
Yes, we can!
You need to... Well, either I will or you will pull a clip of that Sanborn sax. That...
You want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man. I put the gun in my son's hand.
Hey, we're going to do that. We're going to find the man that put the gun in his boy's hand for
find
our
the man.
Anniversary
find the
episode.
Man to put the gun in his hand. Find the man. Sorry.
You will always be Judas in my house.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, Bill!
That guy, I can't even hear his voice without getting annoyed. Honestly.
No, Spunky. This is my corn dog.
I love Spunky.
All right, everybody, if you'd like to call us, call 206-202-3491 and leave a voicemail, much like our friend Izzy. If you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you'll find links to Mulberry Old School and links. There's only one link to the forum.
That's lot links.
Join the forum. Steven, I noticed you posted a couple times in there. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask Steven, please change the disturbing avatar. We know you like Steven. I mean, for crying out loud, man. I don't want to see an emaciated greyhound every time you post. You can find something better.
A starving dog.
Yeah, there's nothing more entertaining than seeing a starving dog.
I'll see what I can come up
but
with.
But hey, if anyone wants to check out that picture, go to our forum.
Yeah, really.
It. This week I created some new ringtones, so if you want to donate to Nowhere Mulberry, to show our appreciation, we'll give you access to our Mulberry download page, and you'll see lots of new ringtones, like the Star Wars Cantina ringtone. That's Cantina Music number 2, right, Bill? And there's
yes,
also...
that is.
Hey, if you're a Star Wars nerd.
That's the classic one there.
Star Wars geek also. I had this one. It's a ridiculous ringtone. Because there's no bass on like a phone.
No,
ringtone.
There isn't. That would sound like shit.
Bill, how dare you? You don't know what
well,
I sound like.
Phones don't
I spent
have
time
the
making this and you insult my ring. How dare you?
But I've no, got a... I'm not insulting the ring. I'm insulting the fact
the
that
cheap
the phones don't have the capability.
Oh, okay. I take it back.
Because I actually downloaded that ring.
Well, you didn't download this ring?
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
No, I saw it, but I refused.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. We got diamonds on the fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my
Make
fish.
Make it stop.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. We got diamonds
okay,
on the fish.
Okay, really.
We also have Cantina Hand Fart Music.
Yes.
Now this is a ringtone. Yeah, my phone is farting right now. Congratulations. God, I love that. That guy is a genius.
That part cracks me up. But, like, how can he extend that note like that? That's freaking genius.
I'm also going to add the DVD song. We have the DVD ring without lyrics. Ow! But I'm going to add it with lyrics, Steven. So anybody wants the DVD song as a ring could have that.
Oh, man, you know how if I heard someone's phone with that while I was out, how happy that would make me. I mean, seriously, I would grin like an ape.
I'd be like, that's me!
Like, hey, you like
you know,
us!
You can use ringtones for other than rings. Like, I have an alarm on my phone, and it wakes me up every morning like this. Yeah, or this. I love this music.
Yeah,
the Office Space music. That makes me think of the Lunchtime Show, because it's part of the music.
Yeah,
the...
it really does. God, I miss the Lunchtime Show.
I do, too.
We used to have so much fun doing that for an hour, just for the shits and giggles, and then we would log on and play Halo or whatever else.
We did that show for the huge audience with Talk Radio X.
Yeah, like two people. I think it was Dan and Antibert, that douchebag.
Bill.
Antibert, that is not Dan. We love Dan.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, so anyway, I got to say something to Andy. Andy's celebrating his third anniversary with Hollywood Saloon.
Yay.
We love the Saloon, but he made fun of me for making ringtones. He said that that's so like 3 years ago. So I wanted to tell him to go to hell.
So 3 years ago?
Yeah.
He didn't.
He was like,
"That's all you got?"
And I was like, "Yeah, that's all I got." But I was like, "No, it's a free page for downloads. Just show appreciation."
Shut up, nerds.
Yeah. And it really hurt my feelings.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he's a jerk.
I want to. I gotta find a make a ringtone of shirts. Fire in the hole. Fire in the hole.
Get me 50 feet from Bin. What does he say? Like,
yeah. Man, if I was within 50 feet of Bin Laden.
No, Spunky, this is my corn dog.
No, I'm kidding, Andy. That was funny. That was a funny little exchange there. But you know what, Andy?
You will always be Judas in my house.
And I just want to tell Andy to stay strong, man. Lunars are there for you.
Yeah. And
you know,
this is...
know you're going through a hard time.
You know what? And, you know, Andy is like wrestling with how to release the show and all this stuff. I would just want to say, just release it with some background music. I will love listening to it. I want to hear that Speed Racer episode so bad.
Yeah, so do I, really. If they've recorded it already, just release it. We don't need anything special. We know your perfection and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we know what you can do, but we don't care about that anymore. We just want the show with you talking on it. Oh, and another thing is I'm one of the only people who never wants a Kubrick masterclass. I just don't care.
No, I don't even care. I don't care in the least.
Seriously.
You could never do it, and it would not affect me in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, much love to everyone. We'll see you next week. Right, Steven?
Yes. And thank you, everybody, for their birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
That's right. It's good times. Right, Bill?
And great wine.
No, scary. Bye, everyone.
You will always be Judas in my house.
Hey, shut up. Leave us alone.
Cranky old bastard.
I mean, seriously, can't you come up with a better insult than Judas? Ooh.
Well, he was around when Judas was alive.
What are you talking about?
Now this is podcasting.